A northern Wisconsin tribe has called for the removal of an aging oil pipeline from its land. The Bad River Band of Lake Superior Chippewa decided not to renew easements with the Canadian energy firm Enbridge.
The Enbridge pipeline, known as Line 5, crosses about 12 miles of tribal lands on its route from Superior to the Straits of Mackinac. Line 5 of the Enbridge pipeline transports about 540,000 barrels of light crude oil and natural gas per day.
Central Time invited an Enbridge representative to join the program. Enbridge said a spokesperson wouldn't be available to join us. They did send us a statement in which they said, quote, Enbridge was not contacted directly by the band. We are surprised to learn of the Bad River Band's decision not to renew individual easements within the reservation for Line 5 after negotiating in good faith for the past several years.
Mike Berlin joins us now. He's the vice chairperson for the Bad River Tribal Council members. Mike, welcome to Central Time.
Yes, thank you for having me today.
And Mike, let's start with the reasoning here. Why did the council decide to vote against these easements for Enbridge?
Well, let me just say this. The Bad River Tribal Council, we've had a public hearing with our people here back on December 15th. And we shared with our tribal members that we have four pipelines coming through the Bad River Indian Reservation. And part of that was sharing the current information with regards to Enbridge. Enbridge's name came up a number of times. We were asked if this has to do with Standing Rock, and it has nothing to do with Standing Rock. Standing Rock over there is a pipeline that's being placed in the ground. Pipeline here at number 5 going across 12.2 miles of the Bad River Indian Reservation is already in place.
You said there are four pipelines going through the Bad River Reservation. Are those all parts of that same Pipe 5 from Enbridge?
No, it's not. We have TransCanada coming through here, Northern Natural Gas. Those are propane lines. Enbridge number 5 is the only pipeline that has sweet crude that is pumped through its line.
You said that this did not really have anything to do with the protests elsewhere about oil pipelines, but the reasoning is similar. You want to talk about what the reasoning
was? It's somewhat similar, but let me just back up just a second here. As a matter of fact, some of the things that was talked about at our meeting on December 15th was with regards to Enbridge this, Enbridge that, and they tried to tie it together with Standing Rock. And I got upset to the point where I grabbed the hold of the mic and I said, let me ask the question. I says, when has this tribal council sat down with Enbridge? In the last 3 years that I've sat here on the council, we have never yet to have a discussion with Enbridge. As a matter of fact, I pointed to the back of the room on September 18th, I believe it was. We went out to Houston, Texas. We spent a day with TransCanada. We reviewed their operations. It was a whole day session from 8 to 5 o'clock in the afternoon. And following that, we went over to Pipeline Safety Conference for 2 days. And there I had gotten an education with regards to the 49 CFR and different parts, 174 on the construction and the maintenance and so on, and a part 179, which covers all the safety aspects of the pipeline. I did get an education on that, journey that we had out with those folks.
And Mike, you said you hadn't sat down with Enbridge before. Enbridge said in that statement that they've been negotiating in good faith about this with you for the past several years. So are you saying this just hasn't been in person, so it hasn't been the same educational opportunity that you've had with other organizations?
Let me go there. Okay. Enbridge has been in communication with our staff down in Natural Resources. They have not had, and what I'm saying is that we have not had no direct communication with Enbridge themselves. As a matter of fact, TransCanada has come to one of our council meetings with a entourage of 9 different people, including their attorney. And at one of those, and at that particular session, I had requested a, when that line was put in that they were talking about with regards of, I said, obviously you folks have an as-built I'll give you a little, just a 3-second background. I worked with engineering with the Bureau of Indian Affairs for 28 years, and I'm a retiree of those folks. And I know there's always a set of plans, especially with these pipelines. They know the person who welded each and every weld and so on, what have you. And on this particular pipeline, number 5, when this was put in the early 50s, they didn't have the technology that they had in the 60s when they went out and x-rayed every weld and all that kind of stuff. They did not have that technology back in the 50s. And originally, to my to my direction, the information that I've researched is that that pipeline was given a life of originally 50 years. That pipeline's been in the ground now for well over 63 years, since the early 50s.
1953 is the date I had. So the concern you have is that maybe it's past its shelf life, that there could be some liabilities or some weaknesses in it. Is that what I'm hearing?
Well, this is a concern that we've had because Enbridge themselves says not long ago they invested $100 million in upgrading the equipment in their line, which at the point in time they were pushing 490,000 barrels of crude or sweet sand through that line. After the improvements of that $100 million pipe improvements, not the pipe improvement, but the pumping and all the other stuff, they have increased the capacity to 540,000 barrels a day. So they've increased that significantly without doing any upgrades to the pipeline itself, to the pipe that's in the ground. That bothers me.
We're talking with Mike Berlin right now from the Bad River Tribal Council, where he's the vice chairman, talking about a recent vote by that council to remove Enbridge Pipeline from the reservation. And Mike, would the tribe be willing to negotiate with Enbridge about this, maybe not now, maybe at a later date?
We have a letter from Enbridge dated the 6th of January requesting a session with the council. I don't believe the council has answered that at this point, but at our next regular meeting, we do have intentions of addressing this. As a matter of fact, we have a session on the with the council itself, and this is going to be a topic of discussion, I'm sure, for perhaps as much as a half a day, because of how we want to address this with Enbridge and what Enbridge has to bring to the table and what our concerns are. Obviously, the water table and all the, if anything was to ever happen, even if it was a minor spill versus a major spill, that would be a major catastrophe here on the Bad River Reservation.
Enbridge is associated with the largest inland oil spill in U.S. history. This is the 2010 Kalamazoo River spill. Do you see this move by your tribe as being part of a bigger conversation about oil pipelines going through reservations?
I'm sure of it. I'm sure that will be part of the topic of discussion.
And what have you heard from Enbridge so far? We read a little bit of that statement, and more of it is posted online, but what do you think about how they've communicated so far?
Well, Enbridge, according to the January 6th letter, Enbridge has indicated that they've been working with these 15 allottees on these parcels of property in question. And since 2013 to the present date, they have not communicated, at least not to my knowledge, that any of the courtesy copies that they would normally send to the other, agencies like, for instance, the Bad River Tribe. We've not been kept in the loop with regards to those transactions. And they further closed the letter out. They respectfully request a meeting with the tribal council members for the purpose of discussing mutual concerns and interest in this matter. Well, I can obviously see their point. We're both in the business. They're in the business of making money. And I understand they own the pipeline. They don't own the product that they ship through that pipeline. They ship that for customers. And, of course, the Bad River Tribal Council, we are a government business. We're here to take care of the people that live within the boundaries of the reservation. And we need to protect that.
Now, the tribe did grant those easements for the pipeline. Granted, it was a while ago. It was in 1953. But has the motivation changed on that decision?
So let me bring you up to date just a little bit. 1953 was the original easement that was approved. There was another easement that was approved here more recent here in 1992, and that finally became final in 1995. And what had happened, to my understanding, is the Bureau of Indian Affairs had approved. Let me back up a second. When the Tribal Council has approved this easement actually in 1995, that was for another 50 years to take us to 2040. Okay? Now, at this point in time, there's these 15 key individuals out there that have allotted lands. My understanding that the Bureau of Indian Affairs had signed off for these 15 individuals a 20-year easement with Enbridge. So that 20-year easement expired here in 2013.
And we leave it there. Mike Berlin, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
That was Mike Berlin, Vice Chairman of the Bad River Tribal Council. He joined us to talk about a vote to remove an oil pipeline from a northern Wisconsin reservation.